Hey guys and gals, this is Lord Gates from Rapture Radio, and you are listening to Chip the Metal Dad McCabe here on Cygnus Radio. Time to up the irons. Woo!
Metal Dad Radio. Welcome back, everybody, to another edition. I'm your host, The Metal Dad, and as we do Thursday and Friday evenings, and you can find us also in the Cygnus Radio Archives, starting off the show Up in the Irons. Thanks to Lord Gates for a little shout-out there. And we're continuing on with our sort of pseudo-tribute to Killers, which, of course, celebrated an anniversary February 2nd, 1981. Playing you Purgatory, one of our most played songs here on the Metal Dad Radio Show, and there's a reason, because it was, and probably still is, one of the Candyman's favorite Iron Maiden songs back when he was a young buck. And I have distinct memories of him sitting in the back of our minivan, young enough to still be in a car seat, rocking out to Purgatory by Iron Maiden and singing along to the chorus, the "Please Take Me Away" part. He probably wanted out of the car seat. But Iron Maiden, Purgatory, starting off the block. So there you go. All right, so big show for you guys this week. We're doing an album showcase block. And I'm going to be sending that out to somebody who suggested a record label showcase block. We'll be doing albums celebrating anniversaries. And we've got some new stuff for you guys as well, including a band that's been around for a hot minute. And that's Benediction. And Benediction is coming back with a new record for the first time in 5 years. It's called Ravage of Empires. It's due out in April. I'll tell you more about it when we come back. Let's give you the lead single off it. This is Benediction, Engines of War. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Beyond enemy lines.
Metal Dad Radio, and that right there, three brand new songs from some bands, at least two of which you should be very familiar with. That right there, Norway's In the Woods. And they have a new record that is coming out. It's called Atra. And it is due out April 11th through Prophecy Productions. And we gave you the lead single off that record, A Misrepresentation of I, from In the Woods. Before that, a band out of Germany called Morast, who just dropped a new record called Fentanyl, released February 7th through Vaughn Records, and we gave you the track Akasha off of that album from Morast. And starting off the block, Benediction, their new album Ravage of Empires is due April 4th through Nuclear Blast Records, And we gave you the lead single off of that album, Engines of War. Benediction, their first album since 2020. So it's time for us to go now into our record label showcase. So this is something that we do. It's a new segment here on the Metal Dad Radio Show. We've only done one so far. And our good friend of the show, Lord Gates, gave us a suggestion for the next time the record label showcase came up in the rotation. And he said, hey, how about Hydrahead Records? And I said, yeah, let's do that. Hydrahead Records was started by, of course, Aaron Turner, the main songwriter and frontman for ISIS. And it focused a lot on, you know, hardcore, sludge, screamo, that type of stuff. And they put out a lot of really, really, really great records. They also reissued a lot of stuff on vinyl that came out on some partner labels like Relapse, for example. They also put out the 7 inches of the In These Black Days Black Sabbath tribute series, which we're not playing any of that on this show. But we have played tracks off of that as we've been celebrating the 50th anniversary of Black Sabbath Records over the last few years. But what we do with these label showcases is I pick 3 songs off of 3 albums that I either just absolutely love that the label put out, or maybe have been a little bit forgotten, or both. We're going to start with a band, speaking of Relapse, that is currently signed to Relapse, and that's Cave-In, who was one of the first bands that Hydrahead worked with. And in February of 1998, Hydrahead released an album called Beyond Hypothermia. Now, this was the first full-length album on CD or vinyl to come out by Cave-In, but it is not new material. It is not officially their debut album. It is all material that was culled together off of 7 inches and splits and things of that nature. But it does have some of my favorite Cave-In material, including this song. This is Cave-In. This is Crossbearer. It's Metal Dad Radio. Wrong Side of the Track. Nope, that's the wrong show. Metal Dad Radio. That's what happens when I record them back to back. Metal Dad Radio. And that right there, three albums released by Hydra Head Records in the late 90s and early 2000s, really when that label was at its peak. And three of my favorite releases, I think, from Hydra Head, including right there a band called Cavity. Cavity from Florida. They released, at the time, their final full-length album through Hydra Heads in October of 2001. It's called On the Lam. And we gave you a track called Boxing the Hog. Great stuff from Cavity. Unfortunately, a band that just could not keep members. Just a constant revolving door until they finally broke up initially about a year after that was released. But Cavity, great band. Before that, a band out of Washington State called Botch. And they put out a couple records on Hydra Head that were really, really good, including We Are the Romans, released in November of 1999. Just a fantastic record, hugely influential in the hardcore scene. A lot of grindcore bands dig this record, too. We Are the Romans by Botch, and we gave you the track C. Thomas Howell as the Soul Man, which, if you're a movie buff, you know that that is quite possibly the last time a white actor put on blackface in a major motion picture. So there you go. Before that, Cave-In from 1998. Well, originally from a 7-inch they put out in 1997, but that version from 1998 of a song called Crossbearer, which was released on an album called Beyond Hypothermia, which again is a compilation album of stuff from 7-inches and splits, and there's at least one previously unreleased tune on there as well. Not their official first album, but it came out first through Hydra Head Records in February of 1998, so celebrating anniversary this month. And there you go. Shout out again to Lord Gates for suggesting Hydra Head Records and sending me down a massive rabbit hole from the late 90s and early 2000s. Great time, man. Great time for heavy music. All right. Let's go now into album celebrating anniversaries, including a couple from the late 90s. There you go. This is Immolation. And on February 12th, 1996, they released their Metal Blade debut, Hereinafter. Let's give you the opening track. This is Immolation, Nailed to Gold. It's Metal Dad Radio. Metal Dad Radio. There you go. Three albums, three killer albums celebrating anniversaries this week. That one right there from a band out of Chicago called November's Doom. On February 10th, 1995, they released their debut album, Amid Its Hallowed Mirth, originally through Avant Garde Music. If you're a fan of the band, it has been reissued. It was reissued back in 2020 through Prophecy Productions. Remastered, new artwork, the whole nine yards. But this record is fantastic. We gave you a track called My Agony, My Ecstasy, from November's Doom. Before that, two albums released within a day of each other in 1996. We gave you Hypocrisy, who on February 13th, 1996, released their classic album Abducted through Nuclear Blast. Apropos and timely for me, I've been watching a lot of alien documentaries. If you've seen the one on Netflix about the Manhattan alien abduction, highly recommend it. Hypocrisy, Peter Tagtron really loved aliens. Hence the album Abducted. And we gave you the track, wait for it, Roswell 47. There you go. And then before that, released one day earlier through Metal Blade Records, Immolation released their album Here and After. And we gave you the track Nailed to Gold. All right. It's time for us to finish this off the way we always do, is a tribute to who we believe is the first ever heavy metal band. That, of course, is Black Sabbath. It's been snowing an awful lot up here in Connecticut. So how about Snowblind? I know it's not actually about snow. It's fine. This Sabbath, Snowblind. Until next week, kids.